Blog Talk Radio.
I pray to you, God, whom I call Allah, that you connect our hearts as one and grant us like-mindedness to be able to move forward in a manner that will unify us on one accord, to honor our ancestors, respect our elders, and properly educate our children, strengthen our families, and rebuild our community.
Welcome, everyone, to Let's Talk About It All. Tonight, we're going to have two gentlemen on the line, two of my brothers on the line. We're going to have King David, and we're going to have Forrest, our special guest. These gentlemen are good with nutrition. And as I said of the week, for those who were listening, that you have to work on your inside to be able to be good on the outside. It's as I was saying, it's like if you got a car and you don't take care of the engine properly, the car is going to break down on you. So it's the same with our bodies. We got to make sure that we put the right type of fuel in our bodies. And this is what we're about. We're about fueling your body, you know, nutritional, spiritual, and mental. You know, that's what we have to fuel. We have to make sure we get the proper nutrition in our body, whereas we can be able to function the way we need to function, more on a natural basis. I wanted to, before I introduce our guests, wanted to run something by you that I've been working on, and I'm hoping to post on my YouTube site, on my YouTube channel, by the weekend. And I'm speaking on the subject of reparations with the hope of bringing America a step closer to resolving this issue. For far too long, the so-called elected officials of the USA, such as the president and the Congress, have been dodging coming up with the solution that could finally put this decision of reparations to rest. I'm going to keep on with it. It's a simple, we are no longer interested in hearing more research as to what could be done in order to consider how, if we as American black people should be compensated for the oppression and the racism and exclusion, as well as the inequality and the plain out inhumane treatment that we have continued to receive, and it's now 2023. As well, I was saying earlier, I'm going to simplify the matter to the best of my ability of reparations, so clear that it should be any reason for further research to be done, starting with, we are no longer concerned about being compensated. We should no longer be concerned about being compensated for the 400 years of slavery. We need to demand to be compensated from 1900 to now, 2023, and demanded as long as they prolong it, then another year will be added. So we want it done immediately. So basically, what that would be is we would be compensated for 123 years of mistreatment. You know, mistreatment, segregation, all the things that we can document. We can document the things that happened to us from the 1900s to now. And how we would deal with it, if anybody can prove that they was here from the 1900s they will be compensated. And even if you were here and you had other people come from another country, say in 1963, then they will be compensated for 60 years. Now, what we wanted to demand from them, you know, we wanted to demand no interest rates for 123 years. We don't want no interest rates. We don't have to pay no interest rates. We also want to be tax exempt. No taxes. We don't pay no taxes of any kind for another 123 years. Or in the case of somebody came in 1960, this would go all the way up into a person to the 80s. If somebody came here from another country and they related to someone that's in this country, even if they came in 88 or whatever, 87, they would still be compensated for 35 years, you know. And then lastly, what we would demand free college, and there will be no limitation on what school you can go to and how many degrees you could get. That's what we would be demanding. And this would be something that we all would have to agree upon. And my personal reason for putting these things into effect would be, it's not about them putting money in our hand that they can tax. These are terms that will go on for at least 100 years, 60 years, 50 years, where we will be compensated for the unfair treatment, the inhumane treatment, the stuff that they talk about. They have to investigate and, you know, do research about. We already know that certain jobs we couldn't be hired at. There was segregation. There was inequality. We still know now that you can go to a bank and not, you know, be properly, you know, taken care of, where they'll charge you a higher interest rate than they will charge someone else. So that's why I said these things. But I'm going to leave it there. You will be able to hear me go over that on my YouTube page, and I'll give you the name of that later on. Without any further ado, I would like to introduce King David and my man Forrest Nance to come on the line, and we could go from there. Are you guys there?
Yeah, Sean, they not here yet.
Oh, they not. Oh, okay, they not on yet. Okay,
not
all
yet.
Right. Yeah. So
I'll ring the doorbell when they come on.
All right. So okay. I wouldn't have rushed through this as fast as I did if I knew they weren't on the line. But yeah, this reparation thing is something that I believe that can be another tool that we can utilize that can change our conditions. And we deserve it. And by no means are we asking, or should we be asking, for something that we deserve. This is the cause that I want to stress, that we should demand this. We should demand these things that I mentioned, and we need to be in cohesion. You know, we need to be together on these type of things, because a dollar amount really wouldn't cover it at this point, you know, because then it's too much turmoil to try to say, okay, everybody get $1 million. But by the time they take the taxes, you probably end up with $200,000. At least with what I'm proposing that we do is the taxes. Imagine when you have a house and you don't have to pay any taxes on your house. You go buy a car, you don't have to pay any interest rate or any taxes on the car, as well as when you get a loan, you get a straight up loan to pay for whatever it is. If you decide that you want to buy a house, there's no interest rates would be attached to that loan for 123 years, as well as your children and grandchildren being able to attend any college that they desire as long as their grades can get them in that college and pursue any degree that they will. Imagine being able to do that, how far we could get as a people. And we're not asking for the whole 400 years. We're being generous. We're being generous because we only going from the 1900s to the 2023. We're not talking about 18, 17, 16, and so forth and so on. So we're talking about being able to take control, take hold of all the mistreatment and all the inequality that we've been receiving. You know, they've done studies. So when the president Biden said, "Oh, we need to do more research." What research they need to do? He, out of his own mouth, he said, "Yeah, we need to do research, but we know that black people be charged higher interest rates when it comes to the banks." That's all you needed to know right there. If you know that they're charging black people higher interest rates, then you already know there's an inequality. So how do you rectify that inequality? By not charging any interest. You know, we don't receive any interest for those 123 years or 60 years or whatever years it would be. That's exactly what it would be. You know, no interest rate, reparations for us all, as long as we can prove that we've been here since 1900s. All right. Now, my guest is here, Forrest Nance and King David, the nutrition experts. Are you guys on the line?
No, you got a caller, Sha.
Oh, I got a caller. Okay. All right. All right, caller, welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Sade, Solution, how are you doing? I wish your name were up there. That's a very nice name. I've complimented you on it before. But look here, I heard what you just said, and let me tell you something. I don't know if you've identified or how to identify who's black. But that money would be intercepted, even if there. I heard you talk about taxes just a moment ago, and that's true. That probably would happen if it weren't accounted for. However, even if the money were issued out, or money or other benefits, there would be other groups that would intercept that money. Say, for example, you have a mixture like a mixed child.
Right.
Would that person be considered quote-unquote black?
Absolutely. If say you had a child that the grandparents were black, the grandfather or the father was black, and they can prove that they've been here since 1900, since like 1900, they would be entitled to.
Why do you stop there? I'm curious.
Because we can prove discrimination and all the things that they say that they want to do research on when it comes to black people and how we were neglected. We can go to the 1900s and prove it all the way up to now. Now, when they start talking about 1700, that's why I use that particular time to now.
So
you know?
Specifically, you're talking about Jim Crow segregation.
Right. Jim Crow segregation. And it did damage. Yeah, although people prosper, we still have data that can show that a lot of people didn't prosper and a lot of people lost out, families lost out during those periods of time. And as you were saying about money, I wouldn't want to put money into it because to try to get a dollar amount, I believe would be too complicated to try to agree on a dollar amount. However, if we go for, as I said, no interest rate for whatever amount of year, for 123 years, college tuition waived for 123 years, taxes waived for 123 years. These are things that really, because anytime you had a conversation, they start saying, oh, we don't know how much money, we don't know how to measure the money. Okay, if that's the case, then these are all areas that black people have suffered in.
Right, but may I jump in? Anything that you give, I did include that. Anything that you give has a monetary value. Now, I don't believe it should happen personally. I'm not against it. I don't think it should happen. I don't think it needs to happen. But I'm not against it. I would not vote against it.
But tell me why you don't think it should happen. I'm interested in hearing that.
Oh, absolutely. Because, for example, in America, we allow approximately 1 million people to become nationalized every year. And there are people dying right now. You hear about the border. People dying to get here. They have morgues set up in Arizona, Texas, out there for those people who come from Mexico, Central America, and points beyond. So obviously there are a lot of benefits here in the United States that other people recognize. So I'm just simply saying that's true. There are plenty of benefits here in America, and they are available to anyone who's willing to work diligently for them. So I don't think there needs to be a reparations package. However, having said that, I do say I'm not against it because the money would primarily be spent here in America. Now, I don't think it'll happen, and if it does happen, I don't think it will alleviate what you perceive that it will, because I think the smart, powerful people, maybe like me, would intercept some of that money and goods.
How can the smart, powerful people intercept you buying a home and there's no interest rate? There's zero interest rate for you to pay the money back for 123 years. I know if it was dollars, they could definitely intervene. Now, the other thing is, okay.
Wait, say that part again. If it were dollars, what?
If it were dollars, I know that they could intervene by taxes, whatever, with the dollars. Now,
okay.
It still amounts to dollars. However, However, what it does is it alleviates that part of where, okay, when two people go to a bank for a loan, one person happens to have 800, the other person has a 700, and the person that's 800 happens to be black. The person with the 700 happens to be white. Now, they walk out of the bank, the person with the 700 credit walks out with 1.5 interest rate, whereas the person that's black walk out with 4.5. That makes a difference in the mortgage payments. You know what I'm saying?
In
the mortgage payments
over
30 years. So imagine that person with the 800 credit walks into the bank. Now there's no interest rate. He gets to pay exactly what he borrows right back. That's it. That's how that would work out. Because there's no interest, the interest rate is waived for 123 years. That's the purpose of choosing the dynamic that was chosen in that manner. Because
a couple of quick things. First of all, who would that money be coming from? In other words, who would be the lender, the ultimate lender? And secondarily, well, maybe this is primary, is that, remember, smart people would find a way to intervene and intercept that. For example, like affirmative action. I was on a show the other day, and I pointed out to, I think, most of those people, non-awareness, that white women are the primary beneficiaries of affirmative action. And all one has to do is go to the U.S. Department of Labor, and they spell that out very clearly. So white women, Caucasian European women who are a minority qualify, I'm sorry, they are a majority. However, under affirmative action, they qualify as a minority. Were you aware of that? Wait a minute.
Yes,
were you aware of that?
Yes, and I'm aware able to do it. I'm aware how they're able to do it. But as a white person, when they put down white, they're the majority. But when they put down Yugoslavian, then they're a minority. You understand what I'm saying? So when they put their nationality down, now they fall in the minority category.
Right,
so,
but what I'm saying to you is more impetuous than that, simply because European women are indeed a majority. They make up the bulk of individuals per capita in the U.S. But for purposes of affirmative action, they qualify as a minority. Now, that's not the end of it, by the way, because many of those women are married, and then their husbands end up qualifying for government contracts.
Okay, but just because
I'm just pointing that out.
No, I get it. We have the guests on right now.
I'll hang out in the. Thanks a lot,
okay,
man. Enjoyed it.
No, thank you.
Mr. Solutions, you have a glass of Kool-Aid waiting for you in the guest room. Just sit back and relax. Enjoy the show, sir.
Welcome. I was speaking on you guys earlier. I thought you guys were on the line, and I'm glad that you guys are here. Just wanted, you know, you guys missed what we were talking about, but I'm going to let you guys go. You may have caught a little bit of it, but I'm going to go ahead and let you guys take over King David, my brother Forrest. The floor is you guys. I already introduced you ahead of time, so the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, my brother. King David said he'd be in at 7:30 because the brother is very talented with electrical work and he's finishing up. So he said 7:30. He has the call-in number. But I'm going to warm up the audience, the listening audience. And you already warmed them up, brother, you know, because when I come on, I can talk about health and healing. You know, and of course, Mr. Solution is always warming us up, you know, in a nice way.
Right.
I'd like to give you, my dear brother, the last four numbers of King David's number. Should I give it to you or just shout it out to Jay?
Shout it out to Jay.
Jay, King David's last four numbers, brother, are 2664. Okay, he got the area code of 201, so just to let you know, Jay. All right, he should be coming on shortly. Now, last week we covered many different health topics, and I must admit, a lot of things that Brother Solutions was talking about hit the nail right on the head, all right? Well, pertaining to health and wellness, all right? And anybody who knows me, they understand basically that's what I stand for, is health and wellness. And you were talking about a different type of wealth, the financial wealth and the understanding of finance. And I just wanted to exercise. In other words, I want to talk about exercise as a topic until my dear brother King David comes on. And I believe he's going to talk about the AO scan, all right? Exercise is very vital, all right? Exercise and what we put in our mouths go hand in hand, like, or should I say hand in glove, a nice fitting glove, all right? One without the other, as 7 of 11 said on Star Trek Next Generation, is futile, all right? You should incorporate both. Now, I think I shared briefly last week that I've been a gym member since 1986, all right? But through my course of exercise, all right, and going to different gyms, being a gym member, basically in two different gyms, and throughout the state here of New Jersey, I've been to different gyms in different cities, Bradley Beach, Red Bank, New Jersey. And that's when I was, floating around the city doing my promotion. I find out that the old adage, the old saying is, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And that's so true. Now, next month, family, I turn 66. And by the grace of the Most High, I'm not under any type of medications. Thank the Most High for that. All right? And I attribute that to staying vigilant with my exercise program and also watching what I eat. I shared last week, this August of this summer, 23, 11 years vegan. I haven't touched meat, dairy, fish, anything with eyeballs I don't mess with. But then again, I'm not trying to tell you guys out there how you should eat. I'm just saying, all right, this is what I do, all right. Point to be taken. I have a friend of mine who's a boxing instructor. His name is Rick. Now, Rick can chew carrots all day long, but if he juices a carrot, his throat will swell up. We all know carrots are healthy for you, but that's just an allergic natural reaction that his body has to carrots, okay? Now, exercise is vital, and what would I recommend? Well, through my course of weight training back in the day when I was younger, if I knew back then what I knew now, I would have incorporated more of a calisthenic workout along with the weight training and even more importantly, cardiovascular, all right? Now, they say you get the same effect when you speed walk, arms flailing, all right, nonstop, okay, for, well, let's say if you want to do 2 or 3 miles, that's all. You really don't need to go over 3 miles, but then that's me, all right? I was listening to a gentleman, he's a nutritionist. I mentioned his name last week, and I was telling you about ways you can go up and look at some of his clips pertaining to COVID, health and nutrition, supplementation with your vitamins. And I believe Brother Solutions mentioned last week about free radicals, all right? That's the side effect of exercising, too. So you're doing something good, but you're also doing something that can not be too good for the body. That's why you have to know how to supplement. We mentioned vitamin C, which is very, very vital, and quercetin, which is found in the skin of apples and also onions. You can get that in supplement form, all right? And also vitamin E. I just ordered some vitamin E, and I'm going to give you guys the number of a company. They have quality vitamins, and they give you good deals on supplements. I've been dealing with this company now for, I would say, the last 18 years, okay? And they'll send you a catalog. And for the ladies out there listening, they have a woman's health section in this catalog. The name of the company is called Swanson, like a swan and then your son. Spell it that way, Swanson. I'll give you the 800 number. It's, get the pen and pads ready because I'll give it to you again a little later on. 800-800-700-6151. And they stay open late. They're located in Dakotas. It's either North or South Dakota. But they know me very well out there. They operators. And I just put in the order today. Now, I mentioned before about chlorella. I was running a little short on some chlorella, all right? So I ordered some chlorella, 8-ounce chlorella, organic chlorella, all right? That's the closest thing to your blood, purifies your blood. I didn't get a chance also. We were talking about how to keep your blood alkaline because your blood is the lifeline to disease in your body, all right? I would also recommend, you can get it at Shop, right? You don't have to go to your health food store, all right? And you can get it in Costco's. They have it there also. Pomegranate juice, all right? But when you get it, make sure it doesn't have on the label added sugar. You should look for the organic pomegranate juice, okay? And then no added sugar, all right? It should have a tart taste, and it should be kind of thickish a little. Not too thick, but it has a tart taste. Very good for your arteries. Very good, all right? But getting back to the cardiovascular right quick, I think everyone should, and you should have this in your neck of the woods, a track that you can walk around and pace yourself, all right, at a good pace but steady. I mean, walking at a brisk pace, like I said, arms flailing, all right? You can get that same type of workout as if you were jogging because jogging can be a little hard on the knees, depending on what you're jogging on. All right. Now, over here in New Jersey, in the park where we work out at, they've laid down a certain type of cushion in the park, and it has a 2-mile radius on it, and it's supposed to be comfortable, all right, for your ankle support and your feet. Also get a good running shoe. I think Skechers has a good running shoe, even though I really don't use running shoes, but a lot of people invest in running shoes, all right? But whatever you do, get that heart rate going. The free radicals, I mentioned vitamin C. Selenium is also good because as men, you know, we have the prostate problems, all right? So I would recommend very highly some selenium in supplement form. And selenium you can find also in your nuts, the Brazil nuts, all right? Magnesium, which is good for your heart, all right? We should take that in abundance, okay? I'm trying to think. Oh, and we can't forget our B-complex family. And also, there's a supplement called NAC. That stands for N-acetylcysteine, which is good for the flow of the blood in your body. And then I believe Mr. Solutions had mentioned last week about the water. Now, let me tell you what I do. I do an off-and-on thing with water, meaning that with the company that I deal with, okay, they have alkaline water. So what I do is, on one order, I'll order 3 bottles of alkaline, the 5-gallon bottles, BPA. Now, plastic is not really good, just regular plastic, because the POS, the PFAS, they call it, can leach into your water, and you don't want that in your system. So you try to go with the best route, because most bottles, most water is in plastic bottles. So what you want to do is you want to protect your system. You want to go with the BPA bottles, all right? And when you deal with a company, ask them, are those bottles BPA? I like to transfer my body, my water into glass bottles, all right? Walmart has them. They have the 2.5-gallon. But they have a place. Somebody told me I'm going to do a little investigation, and the next time Brother Shadi has me up here, I'll let you guys know where you can get the 5-gallon. Most companies don't like to deal with that due to the fact you may have a little, you know, casualty with some glass. You don't want that to happen, so that's why they put it in plastic. All right. Then my next order of water may be purified water. Now, distilled water has the label of dead water because there's nothing at all in it. Spring water has some minerals and some vitamins in it. But if you get distilled water, for those of you who drink distilled water, I know a lot of guys in the gym like to drink distilled water strictly for hydration. Only thing you got to do is get you some Himalayan salt, all right, and put a little pinch in there. Gives you the minerals that you need in that. Speaking of minerals, I know you guys have heard about sea moss. And next week when I come on, we'll talk more about sea moss, and we'll have Brother Rashad on with me. All right. Is that Brother King David?
Yeah. Brother.
All right.
King
so we'll
David,
talk about sea moss next week, family. King David is on the line, family.
Absolutely. King David, welcome to Let's Talk About It All.
Mic check.
Yes, sir. We hear you, my brother.
Grateful evening,
right,
everyone.
Good evening.
Okay. I thank you all for inviting me. Thank Dr. Forrest Nance, the one and only podcast extraordinaire of the whole globe. Yes, yes. Thank you for inviting me. I'm King David. David Witherspoon came out of the beautiful, wonderful city of Newark, New Jersey. I don't call it Brick City. It's just Newark. It's new because there's some new people there. My background is electrical contractor. Let that go because we have to live life on purpose. So when you find your purpose, you find your life. How many of you have been told what you're going to be when you're little? And then one day you became that. Well, one old man in the project told me I was going to be a preacher. I said, yeah, right. Okay, I don't have time for that. So my background is from the electrical industry, technical. And I ran a lot of track in high school. So I was a part-time fitness person. Ran every now and then. I loved running around the park because there was scenery in the park. And I'm working on my second 60. We'll get that one later. Second 60. So I speak to people on ultimate health goals. I'm a certified NLP ultimate health coach. What is NLP? Neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro is your mind, your heart, your soul. Linguistic is the language we use to speak and communicate. Programming is what they did to us from the womb until now. Do you realize you've been programmed? The television, they say, now we change this program. So we've been programmed by our environment, our community, our family, our parents. They did the best they could with their, with what they knew and what they were taught. So we don't have to play the blame game on our parents when we have a mind of our own. So I'm a certified NLP coach and a health coach. So I always used to take those little vitamins in the store, you know, $1.99 pack, because I came from the era of the 80s where we did terrible things to our bodies, addictions and afflictions, until we got turned around by our Creator, who had a purpose for our lives. So within the last 5 years, I've learned about frequency medicine and frequency and energy medicine. Do you know we're all energy? Everything is energy. Tesla said it. Einstein said it. But where did they get it from? Africa. Yes. Everything that we invented, you know, they took it and ran with it and held us back and hid it from us. But now we have an opportunity to learn. Thanks to Google, YouTube, TikTok. That's why they want to take them off, because so much information is out there. But we're bombarded with 20 million bits of information every day. Do your mind? Do you know that your mind can only process 10 bits of information at a time? So what do we do with the rest of it? We delete it, and some of it we allow it to use us, or we use it. So programming is what's been done to us, and it's what we need to undo and renew in our minds. See, I went to theological seminary, and scripture says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means every day. So while working on my second 60, I have a routine of waking up, meditating, praying, and then working out. So I got introduced to some seed-based nutrition. The seed. You know the seed? Everything came from a seed. You came from a seed. I came from a seed. A great big old oak tree came from a seed. So I got introduced to seed nutrition about 9 years ago. A young brother that I knew, I seen him at an event in Prince George's County College. We was taking some marketing training. And I knew he had a battle with the little C. See, we don't get cancer. We give these things, COVID and cancer, these big names. No, they're the little C's, okay, because we got a big Creator. And our minds will help us understand that. And it's the Creator in us. We are co-creators. So I looked down and saw Dr. Ali, nice shiny bald head, handing out some packs. So I told the guy next to me, look, God done healed him from cancer. So I went to speak to him. He handed out these little packs. I said, what's this? He said, this saved my life. You need to get a box, take it up to Jersey, pass it out. I said, you're right. He said, well, it's the last box. I snatched it, you know, because I saw him collecting money, you know. So I want some money. We all want some money. You know, money is right next there to breathe. So anyway, I went to study, because anything I do, I study. So introduce me to seeds. I read the package. I fly up to Utah, go to the plant, see where they make it, and see what all the doctors have to say. Knowing the knowledge that I returned with was that oncologists made this nutrition. They did a 20-year study on seed nutrition. So all you know out there, you know the black seed oil. See, that's just the oil. But if you take the whole black seed, the husk, cold compress it with the black tea seed, the black raspberry seed, the Chardonnay grape seed, you make a powerful antitoxin. So I begin to take this because I broke my knee back in 1990, fractured my patella, and all I knew was pain. And I was programmed that when you see a cloud and it rains, you're going to hurt. That lasted for about 6 months because I couldn't take that pain no more. I said, I don't care how much rain, how much clouds come, got rid of that program and no more pain. But then I learned about inflammation. Inflammation is 99.99% of all the discomforts in your body. It's inflammation, different types of inflammation. So I graduated to quantum energy nutrition, quantum, past the molecules, quantum energy nutrition. Said, what's that, King David? Everything is inflammation. When you get your orange, if it has some seeds in it these days, if it don't have no seeds, it's just the orange, the color, there's no nutrition in there. But it tastes like an orange, look like an orange, walk like an orange, but your body knows the difference because you have a limbic part of your brain which says, what's that that went into my belly? Was it a real orange, no seeds? It was GMO. So your body has to release it. So the limbic part of your brain understands what information comes from an apple, an orange, a peach, a pear, vitamins, synthetic or natural. So one scientist found a way to take the information out of the nutrition and put it into the quantum energy. Might sound spooky, but it's real. You know, when you used to watch Starship, Enterprise, Spark beaming them up. Oh, it's happening. You don't have to be afraid. It's happening. Things are happening. So they take the inflammation out of vitamin C and put it in a quantum energy realm. And it can be sent to the limbic part of your brain through the quantum energy realm. So I learned a whole lot in the last 5 years about quantum energy nutrition. And I graduated to a frequency device called a healing. A healing is a frequency device. They stole it from Africa. The Greeks took it. The Chinese got a hold of it. And the Russians perfected it because they used it on Americans badly, and they can use it good. So what this device will do for you, it can read your body and your aura. If you out there know about your chakras, your meridians, those are energy points in your body. If you go to acupuncturist, there's all these acupuncture points. So they're sticking needles in those points, but those are energy points to help you heal. So they found a way to do it without the needles. So it's all energy, because right now we just got introduced to it, but they've been using energy medicine on the other folks that can afford it. We all can afford it. So after the healing, it was the pandemic came in, and they didn't allow the Germans to train us or come into the country. So we graduated to another device called the AO scan. Some of you might have heard of the Fife machine and the healing that it done and what they did to the guy that invented it to destroy his work and to destroy him because they were curing cancer. See, we've been told, get to the Heart Association, get to the Cancer Association for a cure. You don't have to find the cure. The cure is here. Matter of fact, the cure is inside of you. So learning about these frequencies, our bodies, I learned that Louise Hay taught you that you can heal yourself. It's all in your mind. Yes. Once we get rid of the weapons of mass distractions, we can heal ourselves. Yes, you can. The healing is inside of you. But while we take those distractions to get rid of them, we can use frequency medicine. So I have gotten an AO scan, and I learned from an Oriental medical doctor, acupuncturist, 4 years in the field, black doctor, naturopath, Dr. Mark, down in Georgia, gave us some training on how to use these devices, and his grandfather taught him how to use frequencies. They use dowsing rods to find oil. They used to hire his father to go to Texas to look for oil with these dowsing rods. I got me a pair of them. because we all vibrate at frequencies. When we think negative, that's a frequency. When we cussing folk out, that's a low frequency. When we angry, that's the frequency. That's still energy. When you're happy, when you show love, that's a higher frequency. So everything is energy and frequency, I've learned. So no matter what's going on in your body, frequency can change it if you choose to vibrate at different frequencies. So we know that anger, do you realize every emotion is attached to the cells in your body from the day you were born? So in NLP, we have a technique called timeline therapy. Everyone has a timeline, okay? Whatever happened to you, when it happened, and how it affected you, because I learned through NLP what affected my growth. I said, well, it took me this long to learn this because we don't know. So we act upon what we've been programmed in our environments, in our society, and this nation, and it affects us whether we know it or not. Relationships affect your frequency. Yes, they do. And then we hold on to stuff from the past. How many of us out there still mad at an outlaw? So you got in-laws, outlaws, girlfriend, boyfriend, been mad at them over 20 years. Release it. We learned that if we release certain emotions, dis-ease will disappear. Rewind. Releasing will allow dis-ease to disappear. Because it's all about what we're vibrating at, what frequency. So with the AO scan, from your voice, which is attached to every cell in your body, every organ in your body, your voice can give a reading on a scanner to let you know what's your emotional state at that time, what notes your voice is at, and how those notes are affecting your body and every organ, even your mental status. Because the first time I pushed the healing, I said, this thing knows too much about me. How did it get it? From my voice. Kinesthetic, from my fingertips, my energy. It dug up stuff from the past, and I'm like, how did they know that? No, it was me allowing myself to bring that picture out to become better. So the AO scan can read all your body systems, and it also can balance. See, the body isn't dis-ease, it's out of balance. We're out of balance when we put certain foods in our body. Father's just talking about water. Okay, we drink water out the faucet with all the chemicals in it. It takes our bodies out of balance. Bleach, chlorine, pesticides, drugs, pharmaceuticals, everything is in the water. So change the water, change the life. So the AO scan will allow you to know what food sensitivities you have. Like if I eat something I don't supposed to have, it'll come up in the scan. You had some cheddar cheese 2 months ago. Look what it did to you. Okay, so foods that we should not have and our body don't agree with, a scan will allow you to find that information out. Disclaimer, I'm supposed to say, we don't treat, cure, or diagnose anything. We just educate you about what's going on in your temple because you only got one. So then last year, another device came out called iTerra. It has terahertz. Terahertz are frequencies in between microwave and terahertz with blue crystals. Some of you might carry around crystal rocks and stones for energy when you're meditating. You may burn some incense, some essential oils. Well, imagine a device that you can blow on your body that will restore bad cells, give you new cells, and eliminate all the bad frequencies in your body. See, overseas, they can say they're curing certain things, but we can't say that over here. But this new device will do that. So I use all of these devices and my excellent nutrition to go do a 5K every day in the park. So I tell other brothers in the park, you got a car payment, I got a body payment. So some of us use our funds to look good. But I ask the boys in the park, are you healthy or are you physically fit? Write that down in your notes. Am I healthy or am I physically fit? How about being both? So with nutrition and frequencies, I find out, and the right coaching and the right mindset, because our attitude determines our altitude. How far do you want to go? Do we want to change our lifestyle to be a vegan, vegetarian, Presbyterian? It's up to you. Everybody's body is different. So we learn what part of the body we should work on, what time of day. See, doctors do operations. Some don't know what time of day to give you that operation, because it will affect you whether that operation goes successful or not. So we must understand how to restore our bodies back to homeostasis, that put your body back to where it's supposed to be. Because we all have messed them up. So now we have a chance to put them back together. So my job is just to let people know there's many ways to put your body back together efficiently. You didn't get that way overnight, so you won't change overnight. It takes time, discipline, and your desire to change your health status. Because I took a diabetes class last year, took it again, just finished the last class yesterday, and I learned so much about diabetes, what the insulin do to us, what the metformin does to us, those drugs for diabetes make it worse. And we realized that you can change your diabetic numbers in 2 weeks by changing what you eat. Simple. Because food addictions are real, because now they put it together to make it more addictive. And you know, sugar is nothing but new crack. It's been out there. So we love sweets. We love pies. The dangers, they went through the dangers of chicken in the last call, and what they go through to make a cow get ready for milk and meat, destroying the earth. Third time you eat that steak, just think about it. You are what you eat, and it comes out your feet. That's what I explained to some people. That's why when they go to the hospital for diabetes, they say, this little piggy went to the market. No, we're taking this little piggy off. And they take the next one, and then they take the foot, and then they come up to the knee. When all it can be changed by what we put in our bodies. Great water, great food, great nutrition. Well, I know I gave you a lot today. I had to get off my other call because Forrest is great. I'll sacrifice the other training to talk to you. So I told you a lot. Are there any questions? First thing, what did you learn? What do I need to know? And are there any questions? NLP, frequency medicine, energy medicine, energy foods. What do you need to know?
Yes, I would like to know about the energy foods. I would like to know more about those. And you mentioned something about black seed. Now, yeah, I have like black seed gummies. Are those okay, or should I have something else more natural? It's like, yeah, I have a black seed. I had ordered some black seed oil, like gummies. They actually were vegan, but I just wanted to know,
okay,
would those be okay?
The word vegan. See, I know I'm with like at least 60 naturopathic doctors and medical doctors during the week, and I get to learn from them. Anything they said they made out of gummy, read the label. Vegan doesn't mean it's healthy.
Okay.
So you must still read the label, because if there's one additive in there, it changes the whole dynamic of what you're taking.
Okay.
And the black seed oil, when it comes in a bottle, is great. I tell people buy the little bottle, because every time you open that bottle, it oxidizes. Like when you had the bottles of Noonie juice, and you had that bottle, that $90 bottle, every time you open that bottle, it got weaker. I used to drink the whole bottle, don't worry about it, right? Because every time you pour your little 2 ounces out and oxygen go in there, you know, if you bite that apple, put it on the counter, what happens?
Right, right. Yeah, it starts to get oxygen, starts to change.
Every time you open that bottle, that's what happens. So when people buy olive oil, all olive oils aren't equal. You got to read it. People cooking with it, and they're making it worse because all of them wasn't made for the temperatures. So you have to make sure you're buying the cooking olive oil or the olive oil you just pouring on your salad. Because one of the naturopaths I'm with, she sent us some oil, right, and said take a teaspoon every morning and mix it with the mix she gave us, right? I said, she has got some glorified olive oil in here. She's smart. Bottle it up. So I said, okay, you focus, and it's your intention. See, when you're taking something, what's your intention? Are you taking it for a fad, or are you taking it to get well and optimize your body? Now, the black seed that I was talking about is the black cumin seed mixed with the black raspberry seed and the Chardonnay grape seed. It's a formula mixed in a two-ounce pack, was made and designed by oncologists for children coming off of chemo and radiation. It worked, so they kicked it out of the country, and a guy went and brought it back.
Okay. So now if someone wanted to order that, how would we go about ordering that? Exactly the way you just mentioned it, with all of those ingredients.
Yes, seednutrition.com/promise. I promise you, when you take this, something will happen.
And repeat that again.
Seed, nutrition.com, promise. And you can look at all my products are seed-based. They're all made from seed.
/?
My promise, yes.
Okay, /.
And you see David Witherspoon up there when you look.
Seed Nutrition / promise.com.
No, seednutrition.com. / promise.
Oh, okay. See, that's important.
It's going to say Rain International. I've been taking this nutrition for 9 years.
I started on it King David, about 5-6 months ago. Wonderful, wonderful. It's in a pack. Can't beat the taste either. Wonderful.
And the soul works topically. That means we have a 90-10 rule. If you someone has dysfunction called Little Alpha, you drink some and you rub some wherever Little Alpha is, it goes right into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So all the beautiful people got fish oil capsules, $1 million seller, but they're bad for our body. You take your fish oil capsule, put it on your hand and break it and see if it goes into your skin. It will sit there. That's what it's doing in your gut, sitting there.
Okay. Okay, now if anybody's on the line, want to ask King David some questions, feel free to chime in.
And I do those scans remotely. You can go to YouTube and put in AO scan introduction. It'll give you an introduction of an AO scan and what it does, what it shows the education for your body.
Okay, we have someone with a question. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Let's talk about it.
Oh, good evening. How you doing?
Fine, and you?
Great.
Sister Lisa.
Yes. I have diabetes, and it seemed like the older I get.
Okay.
Well, that's what's on my chart at the doctor's office. But it seems that the older I get and the more that I try to work on it and try different ways of changing my habits and lifestyle, my numbers get higher. And I don't understand it because I. Mm.
All right, let me help you out. You smell the popcorn popping?
Oh, I can.
Okay. Your language. You said try four times.
Yes.
I am controlling my numbers. You must let your body know what you want your body to do.
Mm-hmm.
The body's a robot. It does what the mind tells it to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay? So if your number's going higher, see, what I do is get to the root cause. When did diabetes start? Why did it start? And what brought it on? Okay? Now, when you're changing your numbers, is your intention? What's your intention? Because the doctor has one intention, and you have intention to get well. A healthy person has many wishes. An unhealthy person has one wish, is to get well. So your desire state is to get well. So think of a time when you were the wellest you can be, jumping around, having a good time, with none of that D word going around. Can you remember that time?
Yes.
So think about that time. Take it to the peak. Remember that time that you were the most healthiest, jumping around, feeling good. Hold it right there. Take a deep breath. Blow it out through your mouth. How does that feel?
Pretty good.
So it's up to you to go back to that state when you want to change those numbers. Now, in this diabetes class I've been taking for the last 6 months, because I took it again, because I wasn't really in the class. I was rushing in, but I paid attention. The medications, all you have to do is practice changing what you eat one thing at a time a week. One thing. See, it's the good things you put in your body, and you will have no need for those other things to go in your body that they want to give you. But your intention and your language will get you there. You got that?
Okay. I want to say one thing. I was real healthy, so I got about 51. And my dad died. And all of a sudden, that's when I got high blood pressure and diabetes. So I always said that I thought it was the stress of losing a parent, because I've always ate the same thing my whole life. But once I was diagnosed with it, it just seemed like you said, my body just started reacting as time went on. I guess
okay,
I gave up
that,
by using method.
See, most dis-ease is the emotional issue, that something we haven't dealt with in years. And things affect us differently, and it's how we deal with them. So you can get rid of that discomfort, that little D, by meditating and your intention on your desire of what you want to do. That emotional state can change. So if you took a scan, when you get a scan, AO scan, I want you to, you have YouTube?
Yes. Yeah.
You go to YouTube and you put in AO, scan introduction. And it lets you know how those thoughts and those emotions can affect your body, and we'll give you 4 pages of what's going on with you and tones to listen to balance you out. Because there's an unbalance there. Emotions affect every cell in our body. So you have to choose to overcome it. Is it easy? No. But it's doable.
And what about,
yes,
I know a lot of times that we hold in, you know, when something is aggravating us, or something, you know, your job or whatever, what is it that you could do, like, to alleviate, you know, the constants every day you add it on, you know, that it's bothering you and you're trying to, you know, deal with it?
The word, breathe. You breathe in the goodness. You blow out that negativity. Breathing will help you a lot. Breathing can solve a lot of issues right away. Now, I'll give you one. See, I can give you a lot of information. Then what you do, you go to YouTube. You got your pen and pad ready?
Yes.
Go to Louise Hay, Heal Your Body, on YouTube. Because I have the book right here. It says problems, right? Diabetes. Hypoglycemia, longing for what might have been. You're still looking for, you're reaching out for something. A great need to control. Deep sorrow. No sweetness left. So now that's the negative. The positive you want to get to, this moment is filled with joy. I now choose to experience the sweetness of today. See, you have to change that around. Self-talk. That's the programming, neuro-linguistic programming. You have to state the positive. When the negative comes, you have to get a positive right away because there are triggers and blockages in our mind that we develop over the years that we have to learn when it's coming. It, as you used to say, nip it in the bud. Get rid of it. So you, right here, the Louise Hay book. It's a $7 book from Amazon that you can get, okay? $7.
Thank you.
Please, hey, heal your
thank
body.
You so very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Lisa. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. Let's talk about it.
Hi, Chadik. I just want to compliment your show. Hi, it's Latoya.
Hey, Toya.
It's fun to...
How are you?
How are you? Good, good, good. I want
good.
To say great show, great show. Sounds
thank
on. Really
you.
No questions. It's great show.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Appreciate you. Anyone else have any questions? If not, we'll close out for tonight. And it's been great having you, King David and Forrest, Solution for adding your input, Toya, thank you, and Sister Lisa. And I'd like to, you know, a special thanks to my brother Jay Sean from handling the production. And I'd like for everyone to tune in every Monday to Humble X Visions from 8:30 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tune in every Saturday to DJ Boogie from 4:30 to 5:15 p.m. Tune in every Sunday, Point of Impact, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also, I would like for you who are listening tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. And that's 520-525-8633. And for those of you who were listening earlier and might have heard me speak on, you know, the reparations, that will be posted on my YouTube channel at ANDREHILL9. That's at ANDREHILL9. And I'm really encouraging you to go on the site because, you know, that's my compensation for what I do every Wednesday. I just would like people to go and listen to some of the content that I have on the site, as well as subscribe on the site.
I would really appreciate it if you do that, and then, you know, invite other people to the site to do the same.
Hey, Shadi, what's that 520 number again? Are you over there now?
520-525-8633.
8632. Are you over there now?
8632. No, that's for grown folks talking. My YouTube channel is at ANDRE HILL, the number 9.
ANDRE HILL,
the number 9, but you have to put at in front of the A. So it's at ANDRE HILL, the number 9.
Wait a minute, ANDRE? Someone said ADNE. Say it again,
it's
please.
At.
Got it.
At first, at.
Got it.
ANDRE HILL 9.
Got it.
Okay, so I really appreciate you guys, you know, going there, listening to some of the content and subscribing. You know, that's my compensation. That's the way I like to be compensated. Just get more information, because there's things that are on the YouTube channel that we may breeze through, or I may discuss, or some stuff that I haven't even discussed on the show. I would like to end with prayer, as always. I pray to God, whom I call Allah, that you touch every heart and open the minds of each and every one who hears the vibration of my voice, so that our hearts and minds and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. Allah, I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of forgiveness and the desire to spread love, peace, and understanding, and allow us the ability to set aside our differences so that we can work together to bring about the much-needed positive changes within ourselves and within our communities for the sake of our future and past generations. I also would like to thank each one of you for taking the time out of your busy day to share these precious moments together again with us on this Wednesday. I pray with all of my heart that Allah has planted something incredible within each one of us that we will carry with us and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah, and anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to practice humility, empathy, kindness, patience, and forgiveness. And most of all, don't forget to reach out to someone you love and care about just to say you're okay, see if they're okay. That being said, peace and blessings upon you all until next Wednesday.
Hey, Shadi, before you go, look, the millionaire next door, the millionaire next door, and Powernomics. Let's talk about it.
Okay. All right. We could have you come on.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. My apologies. I meant Think and Grow Rich. That's another book. Think and Grow Rich.
All right. All right.
And
so what we
Powernomics.
All right. So what we're going to do.
Think and Grow Rich, a Black Choice.
Right. Not next week, Solution. The following week, you're going to be the special guest, and we're going to have you talk about those books to us. All right? Yeah, we're going to have you on as a special guest. Not next Wednesday, the following Wednesday. We're going to have you
on
as a special guest.
All right, Shadi, we will definitely chat. Hey, you have a wonderful evening, and God bless.
Okay, God bless.
All right, bye-bye now. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks again, King David and Brother Father, Toya, Lisa, and my brother Jay Sean, and all of the listeners. Thank you all. Have a great night.
in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know change won't come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change won't come. I go to the movies and I go down south. Somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up not in me. Back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.